If emotional crises were like medical crises, well, then I could grab my jump kit and go and help respond. But when you're dealing with matters of the heart and matters of the mind, well, sometimes the best tool is simply the power of suggestion. And in this episode, we call that the Yoda effect. Episode 60. Chaos happens. Here we choose to lead chaos rather than be led by chaos. We're sharing tips, resources, networks, and interviews that help you validate your ability to lead chaos and remain steady on. Are you ready to lead chaos? Let's do it. This is the Leading Chaos Podcast, and I am your host, Rhea Windcaller. Welcome to the show. Hello and welcome back, or welcome to the Leading Chaos Podcast. My name is Rhea, and I am the CEO and founder of Response Training Programs, and that is a crisis intervention curriculum. And if you've been a regular listener, you know that I have been going through an ongoing series of chatting about my book, Leading Chaos, An Essential Guide to Conflict Management, a little pause, I like to call it. And in the last episode, I took a pause to speak about the recent senseless acts of violence in Paris, France. And, you know, I think probably like you, I'm still reeling from that and trying to make some sense of it. And, you know, if you can. And actually today is actually December 1st. We send out the Response e-newsletter, and that's a monthly newsletter that we send out from the program to just share little tips and resources. And right now we just continue to highlight this podcast. And because of that, I was able to get a very nice email from one of the subscribers to the e-newsletter, and I believe it's a Dr. Miller, Dr. Lawrence Miller, and he sent two PDF files called The Terrorist Mind, because those attacks in Paris were acts of terror, and I'm really excited to get that info and really want to say thank you, Dr. Miller, for sending that along. There's a part one and part two, and I'll be on a plane this weekend, so you know what I will be reading and trying to find out a little bit more. But part one is a psychological and political analysis, which is certainly very poignant because that's, I guess, what terrorists are always kind of working on. Certainly there's part of that psyche there. And the political piece, we just celebrated Thanksgiving, and the one thing you don't want to chit-chat sometimes over the dinner table is politics. It could get folks really unnerved. And then part two of this PDF file he sent is also called The Terrorist Mind. Part two is Typologies, Psychopathologies, and Practical Guidelines for Investigation. So I'm very interested to read that. And again, thank you, Dr. Miller, for taking the time and sending that our way. This week, we will be chatting about, well, kind of going into the last part of the chapter on Don't Forget to Breathe. And I have spent a lot of time on this chapter and this information because breathing is so integral to the work that I do. Not only in my work in crisis intervention, but my practice as an Aikido sensei, that's a Japanese martial art that I teach, and just functioning in life. It all comes down to breathing. So when I was coming onto this particular chapter, I really thought, you know, I want to spend enough time to delve into each piece. And as we get to the end of the chapter, and I still have one more on this piece here, and who knows, maybe I'll keep on stretching it out, because as I talk to you, I learn and I keep on pulling out more, more and more information. So this week is, again, on power suggestion, and the ways that I have seen it affect me, and also the way I've used it in different critical incidents. And we started this entire episode talking about the difference between a medical intervention and an emotional intervention. In a medical intervention, you have your jump kit, your tools, your respirators, your pressure to check the blood pressure and different things, you know, bandages that you could patch a person up, so to speak. But with an emotional crisis, as we are charged to do in response training programs, and some of you are crisis interveners, and many of you, like myself, are just regular folks just trying to help people. It could be our family members or friend. When we're in that type of emotional crisis, or assisting someone in an emotional crisis, I should say, what do we have? We just have ourselves. And yet, I find that one of the greatest tools I have used over and over time is the power of suggestion. So I'm going to call this episode the Yoda effect, which does a little bow to the whole Star Wars piece. I think it's great because Star Wars is going to be launched in between, I think like next week or so, the next sequel or prequel or whatever it is. But an amazing series George Lucas used mythology to really bring along storytelling and show us that hero. But I'm going off on a tangent. Let me bring it back to Yoda. You could tell I dig Star Wars. And okay, one more thing before I go back there. Did you know, as I have heard, that they actually used a lot of the costumes that they wear in Star Wars for the Jedi were taken or kind of spun from the idea of what an Akitoist wears. I thought that was kind of interesting. Really cool, actually. Being a Akitoist, you kind of feel that deeper connection to Star Wars. Anywho, so getting back to Yoda, we're calling this episode the Yoda effect. And that is that power of a suggestion where the Jedi warrior says to someone, you will open that door, versus, can you open that door? So we can sometimes joke about that a little bit, but the power of suggestion is really intricate to us helping someone and can be really effective, and not in a power over way. But if you're using it for the good of someone, well, you could kind of have that Yoda effect. Now, before I get into the full Yoda effect and some of the ways that I use it, I just want to take a pause here and make a request that you follow this podcast on iTunes and leave a review and rating. Just Google Leading Chaos Podcast and it'll come up and you'll see a little button that says subscribe and another one that says review and ratings. Just click that and it'd be great to hear from you there. Now, I laugh about this, but there's a very serious piece about this, especially when you're talking about leading chaos and people in crisis. And I have quite a few examples, and kind of a strange one that comes to mind. It's a little quirky, but I'd like to share it with you, is when I was traveling out in California, and I'm actually going to be there next week. And the thing about California is there's not a lot of rain. So when there is rain, it could get very treacherous on the roads. Now, coming from a very rainy area like New England, where I live, rain or snow, we're used to it. But when you can just imagine roads that have been dry for a long time, have automobiles going back and forth, and the oil, it just accumulates and it doesn't run off. I mean, a little kind of environmental factor there that does come into play. So when it does rain in California for the first time, you have to be careful on the highways. That's a little safety tip if you are ever visiting California to be aware of. And certainly they do need rain. So what had happened this particular time is I was there and it was raining. And I have this kind of innate sense of when things are going to happen. It's just always been with me all my life. And of course, when the traffic started slowing down, I knew before we even came to a full stop that there was an accident up above. So I was kind of getting out of the car. We were rolling to a stop, and I was with my family, and I just got out of the car and said, I'm going. And I started running forward past all the cars that were starting to get lined up. And this was in a section of the highway right along the Pacific coast in an area called Big Sur, which is a really lovely, lovely, lovely area, but quite hilly and lots of up and downs and twisty, whiny roads. And if you're going too fast, especially on a rainy day for the first time in California, it could be slippery. And it was. And so I came onto this scene that had a couple of different scenes happening. There was a pickup truck and there was two other cars. And I can't remember the actual collision scene because I was very focused on the people. But I came to this one particular car, and I remember there was two guys up front and a woman out in the back, in the back seat. And we all got them out. And the driver had definitely injured his knees. And he was a little, you know, as one would expect, not quite present and have a lot of clarity. So as somebody medically, the way I use the Yoda effect is by really encouraging that person in crisis to focus on their breathing. I use that during a medical emergency and also during that emotional crisis. This being really kind of both, it comes in quite handy, essentially, to realize that you could use a Yoda effect. So we got the guy out of the car, and when you have a knee injury, you got to really immobilize the knees and keep them bent and not moving around too much, of course. So he was upside down and it was raining, and I was leaning over to the guy and he was looking up at me with these big wide eyes because I'd been really encouraging him to breathe the whole time. And it's not like, will you take a deep breath? This power of suggestion is take a deep breath with me. So that's very direct at that point of the crisis. And I'd been saying this to him, and he had totally given me his trust, and it was working, that Yoda effect. Take a deep breath, breathe in, and breathe out. Breathe in, and breathe out. Now, this guy was totally with me. We're with that rhythm, and the difference here, when you use this Yoda factor, maybe that's really what I should call it, is that you're not saying, hey, can you breathe with me? We got a minute? How about if we try? That is not a suggestion when you're in that crisis. You want to be very direct, but not abuse that directness. Offer the person something that they could be successful at, and you know at that immediate time it's going to help them. And thus it was. We were breathing. And the funny kind of quirky thing that happened is I was leaning over him. My hair was soaked and the water was running down. I had this little tiny trickle of a teardrop on the end of my nose. And it was just water. And I'm leaning over the guy, kind of creating a hood with my body. And he's looking up at me with wide eyes. And I watched this little tiny drop go all the way. It was like in slow motion. I could still remember it. And went right directly into his eye, wide open eye. It was the most weirdest thing that ever happened to me, kind of as an EMT, if you could believe that. And, you know, it snapped him out of it. And he looked at me and we both started kind of giggling, like, how did that happen? Such a strange encounter with a stranger in a middle of Big Sur crisis. Oh. Anyways, I really felt like we connected, and he took my suggestion and really used it. And I was able to define for him what was going to happen next, give an explanation what will happen in the ambulance and what he could expect along the next steps towards his recovery. So that's one way that I've used it many times as an EMT. The other way that I use it as a crisis intervener when there's not a medical emergency is to make very concrete statements too. I do this as being very direct, and I've talked about this in the past episode. And it's one that works so well, and we use this as a actual technique during the response training program. And this is a very simple phrase, which is walk with me. Now that's different than saying, would you walk with me? Come on, you want to take a walk? It's that power of a suggestion. It's the Yoda effect. Walk with me. And then I always like to add, please walk with me, please. It's not really a request. You're making a suggestion. And of course, it also has an opening. It's a weird thing in that way. Whenever you provide a very concrete example to a person, something they could physically do, that's what I consider the Yoda effect. It's not making them think in an esoteric manner. It's giving a concrete movement for that person to do. That turn away, take a step back, look this way, Those are all concrete steps that a person can be suggested to do. They might not do it, but it's a very powerful and directive option for them. And that's what I really see happening. So I use that quite a bit when people are in turmoil, and whether they're fighting with another person or they're pacing around and not in a good place and we really want to get them out of that room. I could go up. I'm not thinking that I'm embodying the Yoda, the being Yoda. I don't know if Yoda's a him or her, really, to tell you the truth. I'm going to guess himself, Yoda himself. I'm just giving that option to the person. Walk with me, please. I'm just giving that option to that person. Walk with me, please. And wow, it's amazing how it could happen. Now, you could do that with actual actions, but more often than not, I primarily probably use it in terms of breathing, saying to the person, let's both take a deep breath. Not, hey, you want to breathe with me? Or come on, breathe with me. That's not a joining statement. When a person is in crisis, that's going to not go too well, or at least it doesn't go too well for me. So I typically say, I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm breathing in. Let's all breathe in and breathe out. And whoa, man, I use that so many times. So that's how I kind of see the Yoda effect. And of course, boy, I've also done it in a lot of different ways, just in a kind of a physical presence too, both on the mat, practicing Aikido, and off the mat, just being very aware of my physicality in a situation, and how if I bring my shoulders back and I make my chest kind of bigger than it normally is in my normal stance, and I am actually making my whole being kind of larger, that can create quite the presence walking in. So if I know a situation is in a bit of a ruckus and there's a need to lead that chaos, I will intentionally give the power of a suggestion that I have it together. And we could do that physically. Just by walking in with confidence and clarity, you are immediately granted a certain amount of authority that could really help the situation. Again and again, I want to say, don't abuse this. Realize that this is a skill that we need to hone. I know I have to hone it. I don't always get it perfect. But when I do use it effectively, it could really turn a situation around for myself and anyone that I am working with and helping them move through that crisis. So I want you to think about this as we are on the cusp. I think Star Wars is going to be releasing in maybe like December 18th or something like that. And everybody likes a hero. And certainly I like the best kind of heroes, the one who is really working for the good of all. And kind of play with that. If you have a Yoda effect or something that's worked for you, let me know. Send me an email, Rhea@leadingchaos.com. And I'd love to hear more about that. And as we roll out of 2015, I have two great episodes coming up for you. The next one will be on stress relaxation. That's a mouthful. Stress relaxation exercise. And that's going to just bring you through a nice breathing exercise. So that's going to be lots of fun. And I know that I have been enjoying doing every little breathing exercise that I can, every chance I get, with you on this podcast. So we'll be doing that. Let me just take a moment to breathe right now. Oh, so good. I'm going to do one more time. Breathe, we will. As Yoda says. And the other one will be a special holiday show where I share with you a story behind a particular holiday show that we might all be familiar with and how it impacted me and my work as a crisis intervener. And really one of those kind of models that I look up to for believing that there can be change in the middle of chaos and that we could do that through kindness and compassion and create peace. I look forward to that. Meanwhile, this is Rhea Windcaller heading out for now. I hope you have a great week ahead, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Make sure to always be kind, be safe, and to practice the Yoda effect, you will. Ciao for now.